You better start that over because nobody's going to know what that was about.
What?
Welcome to the Late Awakening.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi. So enthusiastic.
No.
Jesus.
We were talking so much before this, and now, like, we got to...
I know, that's probably the problem.
Well, I kind of put
it... We should start as soon as he walks in the door. Because we end up talking about everything before we even...
Yeah. That's what we do is say, save that for later. And then we forget about it. And then you don't hit record. I'm just kidding. So, Joanne, there's so much shit going on.
All right.
Number one, I mean, the biggest news, which Trump threw out 2 weeks ago about him, he was going to get indicted.
Yeah.
Right? Now, who indicted him? What's it about?
Well, first of all, it hasn't happened. It still hasn't happened. So it's been, they've been dragging this on for
But he
two
was
weeks.
Indicted, they said. The grand jury indicted him.
Well,
they go ahead.
The New York one.
They say they're going to, but he hasn't been arrested or...
Well, he's supposed to, give him... Would they give himself up Tuesday, go in?
I suppose, but...
Turn himself
I don't
in.
Think there's, they haven't even announced any charges, formal charges that I've seen.
Well, you know why.
Because it's all bullshit?
Exactly.
They're still trying to come up with something.
No. What they do is, what they do is they indict him. They don't show the charges. Everybody from Whoopi to Goldberg, whatever his name is,
Colbert.
They'll all go on night after night talking about the indictment and see if they tell us the charges, people are going to, it's going to just die. It's going to end. Because it's ridiculous. So they'll use the first week or so just to condemn Trump, mm-hmm. make him look like the biggest criminal in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And by next week, when it dies and nothing goes through, all the assholes that watch it and cheer, they're not even going to know about that. They're just going to remember the week ahead of he's the biggest crook.
Well, the joke's on them because within a day of them announcing this, he got $4 million in donations.
Well, that's the thing. You know about those
comments?
Yeah, she's filling me in earlier.
And 25% of those donations were first-time donors.
Right.
And the average donation amount was $37. That's how
because
many.
Because this wakes up. That, you know how many could be who didn't like Trump mm-hmm. up until this point and go, okay, this is ridiculous now. That like happened to us. That's why we kind of hitched on to him, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't realize it. But it's like when they call for gun control, what happens? Sales blow up.
They do blows up.
So
in
this
their
just
face.
Makes him stronger.
Yeah.
That's why
that's
he put
why
it
I'm
out.
I'm laughing
there.
About it. Yeah. I think it's great. And of course, I always go back to Q. And Q said the first arrest will shock the world. And here you go. We knew most of us who followed Q knew that it was going to be him. We didn't know that it would take this long.
I didn't know. I thought as soon as he was president, Hillary was going to be sent to the gas chamber.
Trust the plan, Johnny. It doesn't happen that easy. You know that. The liberals and the Democrats have corrupted our entire judicial system. So you can't just do it like that.
Well, that's the problem. They're so powerful. You know what I mean?
Well, I know. But at the same time, they have to be dismantled piece by piece. It wasn't going to just happen overnight. Oh, Trump's in. Now everybody's going to get their asses handed to him.
It's
a long process.
What they did was they kept him too busy to do anything but protect himself. And, you know.
Yeah, but that's not true. Look how much he actually did get done even after they were doing all this shit to him. And if there was any validity to this, whatever this stupid charge is, you don't think that Mueller and his $40 million investigation would have slapped the cuffs on him then.
Of course. Magnum, you know about this?
No.
Magnum.
Well, if Trump was dirty, they would have had him a long time ago. So this
exactly.
is, I mean, you know what they're getting him on? Hush money.
Oh, for the
paying off Stormy Daniels or whatever for that. You know, telling like, shut up, ho, here's a couple of dollars. You know what I mean?
When it was all perpetrated by Michael Cohen, his lawyer, who is supposed to be in jail. I don't even know if he's I think they let him out already.
The nice jail or the real jail?
And didn't I hear something that Michael Cohen put up the money, but Trump never paid him?
Yeah.
So where's the crime? Because Trump did not make that transaction.
And Michael Cohen made the decision to pay her off in the first place.
It's ridiculous. And I just don't, I don't see why. I mean, I don't know. The world should be on his side. The world right now.
The world is. I know. They just don't tell you.
Well, look, you go back as far as you want with Daddy Bush, right? All the fucking crimes with the Iran-Contra Harrens, right, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you go to his, then you go to Clinton's with
all their murders.
The murders, the, yeah. What was that? Travelgate, Whitewater, right? Yeah.
China Gate.
And then you lump Hillary in there. Benghazi, Libya.
Killing John Jr.
Well.
Oh.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. and then you have, like I said, then you have Obama with Fast and the Furious. Again, Benghazi. He dropped more bombs than anybody, any president in history. Mm-hmm. Right?
And he got the Nobel Peace Prize for it. Yeah. What the hell is that?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You didn't know that? They gave him the Nobel Peace Prize like when he first took office for doing nothing. That's how, see, but all of this just exposes how every institution that we have ever put on pedestals and revered as being, you know, like the height of achievement, they're all corrupt.
And yeah, would you like to say something today?
You must have something to say.
Is that recording? Well,
yeah.
With the thing they do, okay, the thing they do is like, let's say when the towers went down, right? They come out, they call, I mean, and rightfully so, the heroes, you know, the firemen, police officers, and everybody else that helped and stuff, but they put the medals around everybody. The movie comes out a fucking week later. You know, mm-hmm. The towers go down the next 2 weeks later. Nicolas Cage is like, they made a movie about it. And they put people on pedestals. So if you ever try to question anything, mm-hmm. How dare you? You know
don't,
what I mean?
Yeah, don't the question heroes. The official story right. Because then somehow you're being unpatriotic or...
Yeah.
Something, I don't know, but that's why they get away with all this shit.
Like I was saying with the presidents all before, then up to Biden, I mean, we've seen in the last 4 years, like, pure evidence. I mean, he even said live on TV when that prosecutor in the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He said that he wasn't going to give aid money until he was...
Yeah, $1 billion unless the prosecutor got fired.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's laughing. I'm not going to give any money until.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. And everybody fucking laughs.
Uh-huh.
Nothing.
Yeah. Well, keep in mind that meeting was the Council on Foreign Relations. Right. So, I mean, that's the biggest group of evil scoundrels that there is in the world. They all get together and plan what they're going to fucking do to us.
Yeah. All the money that, you know, Hunter Biden, the go-between man. I mean, give me a break. Right.
Well, you notice it was like the same week that all that shit was coming about, all the deals that all these other Biden family members had
they
their
all get a cut.
Dirty little hands yeah. in. It was the same week that Trump found out that he was getting indicted. That was
That's
no coincidence.
That's what happens, too. Whatever they fucking accused Trump of, they're really
they're doing
it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like if I did something wrong, I'm going to accuse you. Because why would I bring that up if, you know what I mean? Or why would I want to bring that up?
Right.
They deflect shit. They're fucking, I'm
yeah,
I'm
and of
point.
Course there's another mass shooting the same week. It's they
mass
do,
shooting.
They pull all this shit off just to cover up what they don't want people to really be talking about. The important things that, you know, shines a light on their crimes.
Yesterday I almost had a fucking aneurysm. Did you know the Tennessee shooter?
Mm-hmm.
The girl that shot.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the pictures that? I mean, I wish I could really get clearer, like images, but
the shoes?
Different sneakers.
Yeah,
Yeah, she went in there wearing a pair of black Nikes with a white stripe.
Oh, Pumas.
They would no, that's the Nike symbol on the side, wouldn't it? Maybe I'm wrong.
I think they were Pumas.
Pumas, and then the fucking Vans.
Vans, yeah.
Like, I mean,
but the first pair clearly was black with a white stripe,
and then the second pair were Flames.
Right, and you see the orange and red, but you don't see him when she's walking, and people are saying, well, you know, it's kind of hard, the angle and stuff.
No, but you see, I saw it very clearly.
So,
and that screenshot that
So what do you think happens, honestly? Like, we're just speculating, I guess. What do you think it is? Do you? I truly believe that I believe children really get killed, but it's not the way, you know, we see it go down.
These people, these shooters all have exactly the same background. They've all been on the FBI radar. Right. They all are under psychiatric treatment. Almost all of them are on psychiatric medication. These people are groomed.
What about the two police officers, though, that are held up as heroes?
Well, again,
what is their background, though? What have they done previously?
Well, I don't know, but like I said, you make them heroes. Everybody celebrates the heroes, and then you can't question it, because now you have the heroes. You know, you have the tragedy, but now the heroes. You know,
And this girl here, she's supposed to be a tranny, right? Yeah. So how come when a man transgenders into a woman, everybody has to call him a woman and nothing else? So you get your fucking head cut off. But if it's a woman that transitions into being a man, they still call her a woman. You know how insulting that is? I mean, come on, pick a side.
And
you
not
gotta
only
go
that,
with it.
Did you see that they had a retract stuff and apologize for
the ice cream?
No, for
ice cream.
You didn't hear Biden? He did a whole bit on joking.
Oh yeah,
ice cream.
That too. The day
and
of,
then he went into the shooting.
Yeah, but real quick before we go, I want to talk about that. But they had to apologize because they misgendered her. I think it was the New York Times or one. You know what I mean? So this fucking monster supposedly goes in and blasts 9-year-olds, but they're going to apologize for...
It's insane.
Call it what it is. Fucking psychos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Man, woman, I don't give a fuck. She-man, you're a monster. Right?
Yep.
And then yesterday... oh, my God. Bart. The cat's looking for me. Bart puts a mouse in his mouth and searches for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I have a friend, I'll keep him nameless. He hates Trump. But I went on his page yesterday, I was just curious, and he's just orange man in orange suit, finally criminal is gonna get locked up, yada yada yada, and everything else. You know? And I left that alone. Then I look below it, it's about the shooting. And you know, about the mass shooting. And I look in the thread, and some girl actually was sympathizing
with the shooter.
Yeah. Saying, okay, I'm not kind of excusing what she did, but you know, all the rights that the Republicans take away.
What are these rights?
Well, that's what I said. And how they make them feel. And so I wrote, I go, specifically, what rights were taken away from transgender? Because if you ask me, it seems like they got all the rights.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
The only thing we don't want is drag queens shaking their junk in front of little kids. Is that that much to ask? Well, I wouldn't want non-drag queen.
Look at the textbooks that we're finding in our schools.
Yeah.
Well, there's a big agenda behind all of it.
The thing is,
don't talk about it.
I kind of was so angry at her. I was like, so wait a minute. Okay, she's hurt, been hurt by Republicans or, you know, so you go shoot a fucking 9-year-old kid in the face? Yeah.
Sick.
If that's the case, go find your Republicans. Go find the people that you supposedly gave you pain, you know, made you feel.
She went to that school.
Apparently she did, but still, why go and shoot children? all of them, all the school shootings. They say, you know, go out and fuck. I mean, I'm not condoning it, but go out.
Transphobic.
Me?
Tell the children.
Oh, well, they're getting taught that, I guess. I don't know.
I'm telling you, these things are all set up.
But listen, when we were kids going to school, like I was showing you before, they were trying to, like, that ad I showed you before about they're giving the excuses of how they feel alienated and alone. I mean,
don't join the club, God's sake.
Yeah. How do you feel like
alienated and alone since I was 4 years old?
But how do you feel and even if you are alienated, I mean, I don't know.
In this world, it's a blessing if you're alienated. Jesus Christ. I mean, who wants to be around any of these fuckers anyway?
Well, they changed the definition of woman also.
Oh, yeah? I didn't hear that one.
Yeah.
What's it now?
All right, let me find it.
Anything with a hole in a heartbeat? Talk about insulting. All this garbage. I am sick of it.
With all the women and even, you know, blacks, but the women, how they had to fight for their rights for so long, they're getting trampled on the most.
I know. You know, it's terrible. I mean, it's hard, especially, you know, people of my age, like, we were on the tail end of the women's lib thing. And by the time it got to us, we were kind of like, yeah, I mean, all right. Women were still treated kind of crappy, but it really was bad.
It was.
I mean, you watch any of those old movies and you go, they're always slapping the women.
And
calm them down.
Give me a kiss. No. So they slap them and kiss them. And then
So it was very rapey.
The new definition of a woman is an adult who lives and identifies as a female, even though they have been born as a different gender.
What's sex. The different gender?
So that's all. That's
well, gender's a spectrum, women? So I can't answer that for you.
Wait, what if you were born as a woman?
It says even if.
Even if, okay, so that includes everybody. I don't know.
All right, but back to the school shooting. How come? Like my point I was trying to make was when we were kids, we were alienated. I was bullied, alienated. I always felt alone. Why weren't there more school shootings back then?
There were none.
No, I know. That's my point. So the guns were there, right?
Yeah.
The guns were there.
More available, too.
More available. Why weren't there mass shootings? Why all of a sudden that's the thing to do? I mean,
when did that start, really, in the 90s?
Well, I remember that one big story, that girl that shot across
the... The one that the Boomtown Rats sang the song about?
Yes.
I Don't Like Mondays or whatever. Okay, that was in England, and... Then I could be wrong. I should look this up, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Was it England?
Was it? I thought it was.
How do you get a gun in England?
I think that's when they took the guns away.
What was the name?
What year? What?
Or was it Scotland? I don't know.
What's the name of it again? I Don't Like Mondays.
Yeah.
Not the song. Well, I mean, yeah.
Anyway, so that was like early 80s, I think. That was the first one I ever heard of.
Cleveland, babe.
That was in Cleveland?
Oh, wait. I Don't Like Mondays is a song by Irish New Wave group from Cleveland about the school shooting in San Diego.
No, that song was the Boomtown Rats of British. Like Monday. I'm telling you it's wrong.
Okay. Well, you all get Geldof.
Well, they're changing history. That's all I'm saying.
I mean...
In any case, the big one... That's really got the ball rolling was when Clinton was in office at the tail end, it was Columbine. And ever since, it's just like, you know, something we just live with. We just, you know, it happens every couple of months. It probably more often than that. I know a lot of them happen and it doesn't even get any press.
How did it happen during Trump era?
Well, that was Marjorie Stoneman Douglas was right at the beginning of Trump.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll never forget that because I have a t-shirt business, a print-on-demand t-shirt business. And
you do?
Right before that, yeah, I still have it, kind of. Right before that, I made a design. It was a bloody heart, bloody Valentine heart. It says, I don't celebrate holidays that end in massacres. And it was like day that happened. So I had to take that one down. It was such a good shirt, too.
You know who had really good shirts? Ryan.
Who's Ryan?
Oh, the guy we worked with.
Yeah.
He had some
weird one. It's a fucking mental issue. It's what are the, or is it MK Ultra? Is it both? Because
I believe that the majority of mental problems are MK Ultra related in this country, and nobody will talk about it
because they always hear voices. They say, if you remember, a lot of times, like when they first of all, they never really shoot them. The Columbine, they did, but like the kid from Douglas, whatever the school,
yeah.
They all look stunned and shocked, like, you know what I mean?
What did I do?
Yeah, like, what did I do?
Why are they coming after me?
I don't know. I don't know, but I remember, like, when we were in school, you had a fight at 3:00. That was it. You showed, they would say, I never forget. The guy, you know, he would, like, poke at you and say, me and you, 3:00. You know what I mean? Then you're there the whole day. You're farting. You're nervous.
In the Wild West or something?
No, but that's how it was. If you had a fight, they respected school. You had it. You know, you were in class. Let's get work done. But you and me at 3:00, and then you spend the rest of the day farting. People coming up to you, going, "You're gonna kick his ass. You got this. You got." And then people go, "Oh, you're gonna get your shit knocked out of you." And you're nervous. You're scared. 3:00, there's a circle when you walk out. Everybody's book bags are on the floor. You go in the middle, you fight, and then the next day you're playing basketball. You know what I mean? You're best friends, you know? I got bullied like a mother, like crazy when I was a kid by this guy named Billy. He bullied me every day, and he was really, really tall. And I was kind of tall, but I was very shy. But he bullied me all the time, and I don't know why, because I knew I could kick his ass. I just never, like, stepped on the fucking gas, you know what I mean?
Well, you finally did.
Listen, like I said, this was, like, fifth, sixth grade. He used to just fucking bother me all the time. Fast forward about 10 years, I'm dating this girl, Diana, whatever, and he tells me one day we're playing basketball. He goes, I'm going to steal your girlfriend, you know what I mean? I let it, you know, I kind of let it go. Yeah, whatever, whatever. So one day, one night, I'll never forget, I'm standing in front of my friend's house with Eddie, who just passed away. Remember Eddie? Mm-hmm. And my friend Russell. And we were talking, and Billy's name came up. And I said, you know what? The next time I see him, I'm going to fucking hit him. And I swear to God, I was just talking tough. All of a sudden, my friend Eddie goes, dum, da, dum, dum. And I look, and here he comes walking down the fucking block. So now I'm like, oh, shit. So what did I have to do? I had to go ahead with it. So and we were like friends, though, still. He was an asshole, but he would say, hey, what's up, John? And then be a dick. So he gets to me. I walk up to him. He goes, hey, John. I said, don't even fucking talk to me, right? I forgot what I said. He goes, what's going on? Anyway, I just hit him. We fought for about 20 minutes on the floor. I'll never forget. Every time he tried to get up and do some karate move, I fucking flipped him over on, you know. I never forget, before the fight started, I punched him. He goes, oh, yeah, motherfucker. He had a bunch of chains on. And he goes, all right, hold on. And he pulls up the chains and they get stuck around his forehead, like, and there were a bunch of charms. And I fucking knocked him right in the face, gold everywhere. So then he comes, and I beat the shit out of him bad. I mean, he was full of blood. I'll never forget. I had him up in the corner, and my last shot, my friend John Miley, I don't even know where these people came from. It was like the fight was going on so long that a crowd happened. And I'll never forget the last shot. My friend John goes, okay, that's enough, man. I broke his nose or something. Anyway, so here he is laying on the floor, no shirt, full of blood. And you know what I do? I put my hand out and help him up. And then I walk him home. I swear to God. I walk him to his door and he says, thank you. I'll never forget that. That was like 3 years of abuse.
He was begging for it. You should have done it right when
but
he
was fucking
with
you. But I swear to God, he thanked me for walking him home. You know what I mean? But you know, I'll tell you the truth. After that, He was the most annoying motherfucker. He used to just go out of the way to be nice to me so much.
Maybe he had a little thing for you. Maybe
no, but he's hey Johnny, you know, like he would like just go out of his way to be nice, and I was almost like, you know what, I liked him better when he was an asshole.
Yeah.
But again,
you know, that's what they always tell girls. If a boy is mean to you, it means that he likes you.
No.
So maybe that was it. Maybe he just had a crush on you. And
well, I wish he would have told me. I was very alienated and alone.
See, you two could have been together all these years.
Well, wow. See if that. But this is my point.
See, now he's gonna show up, and I'm gonna have to beat him up for trying to take my man, right?
Actually, no, he's probably dead.
Just
getting back. No, he's not getting back to it. It's just like, I just don't understand the, and then they blame the guns. I mean, Reddit. I mean, I don't get it. I don't get if you have a gun that shoots 50 rounds or 6 rounds, 6 children being killed, 1 child being killed. What's the, whether it's 100 or 1 bullet.
It's not about the automatic weapons. They wanted everybody to, they want to take everybody's guns, all of them, every single kind. But if they start out with the so-called assault rifles.
Well, they're talking about pistols too now.
No, I know.
They're assault rifles.
Well, she didn't, supposedly she didn't even have an assault rifle. She had some kind of, it wasn't even an AR-17 or something. It was
like some kind of long rifle, wasn't it?
Like a BB gun.
A musket?
I just don't get it. And again, that girl sympathizing with her. And it's only the left does that. Only the fucking left.
They're so demented.
They were going to do, though, the transgenders of Vengeance Day or something.
Yeah, isn't it kind of odd how this is all...
Oh, it's all planned. Everything that happens is planned. None of it is...
Well, Q always said, enjoy the show.
It's all a movie.
Everything's a movie. All the white hats with Syria and all, that was all fucking Hollywood.
Yep.
They threw fucking dirt on a little kid and took a picture of him.
ISIS.
ISIS, come on.
They had the fucking green screen.
Green screen.
They still haven't explained why there was Ukrainian soldiers wearing ISIS badges.
Oh, ISIS and Nazi fucking flair.
Our government has a long history of working both sides. Both sides. You know, like, they funded ISIS. They funded, you know, Al-Qaeda.
It's the globalists. They fucking funded the Nazis. They always fund both sides. They make money on both sides of every war. That's why we've been in nonstop war for 100 years.
Oh, what's that? Well, somebody say something. I got to shut that.
Well, happy National Transgender Day.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Oh, are you serious?
It's also Children's Day, but I think trans.
Oh, that's
what
it's National Children's Day, and it's National Transgender Day.
I mean, that's
just a coincidence. Who makes up these days anyway?
I don't know.
How does this become an official thing? We're all just being played, I'm telling you. They have think tanks, they call them. They have these fucking groups of people who get together and plan all that's all they do is plan out all the shit that they're going to put us through.
Yeah.
Month after month, year after year, and it's all in their big culmination of one giant communist fucking globalist agenda that, you know, 99% of everybody is going to be broke and own nothing. And
be
bugs.
Happy.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be happy, too, because of all the fucking psychotic
right
drugs
now?
They're going to put us on.
Are we there right now?
Pretty much.
Yeah, well, I mean, really, none of us own anything. I have this house. My name is on this house, but I don't own it, and I never will.
Yeah,
I mean,
and you still have to pay property taxes even after you do own it.
Yeah, if you do pay,
and
if
you
do
don't
actually
pay
it off,
taxes, what happens?
They take it. They're going to take
everything.
And
then if you want to put a fence up, you got to go pay and get a permission. It's like
a
permit.
You can't do anything without a permit. I actually looked it up because I'm, you know, I've just always done whatever I want to do, you know, but
allegedly.
I looked up everything that they want you to have a permit for. And I think the only thing that you're not supposed to get a permit for if you do it in your own home is, like, painting the fucking walls. Everything else...
Like,
You're changing cabinets in your kitchen, everything. They want you to go and pay for a permit.
I like these gated communities and shit, you know, the cookie cutter. Worse. Like, you can't paint your house any color you want.
Nope.
You can't even have a pickup truck.
Yeah.
Or it diminishes the value of the neighborhood.
Wow.
It's disgusting.
Is that your work van? Sorry, I can't have it here.
Mm-hmm. What was the whole thing?
No freedom in this country. It's a joke.
What was the whole thing? Okay, we were back talking about the transurrection. Where did that happen? And
Tennessee.
They stormed the Capitol there or whatever the hell it is?
The Capitol
exactly
itself?
What they did.
And then they had their own mascot, too?
Huh, what is it?
I'll put a picture up. I didn't really look into it, but he has like
they have their own shaman,
They have their own shaman?
Yeah. They can't come up with their own, but he's got like the curly devil horns. Kind
of looks like someone out of Yellow Submarine. One of their characters.
Yellow Submarine. He doesn't even know what you're talking about.
But he just looked at me. He didn't even know about Please Don't Squeeze the Shaman.
I know.
I never heard of that one. And even I saw the commercial about it.
Yeah.
Kids today don't know anything from
I'm so sorry I didn't know about the Shaman commercial. Sorry,
it's true.
Part of our history.
It is. I mean,
it was kind
of
perverse.
Did you know? You didn't even know about the Maytag repairman, probably.
Who?
You gonna see? These were all like staples of our childhood and shit we had to watch on TV over and over.
Yeah, we didn't have YouTube.
I didn't have channels. YouTube too.
Oh,
I remember when YouTube didn't have commercials.
Oh, you are old.
That was awesome.
I don't know. But we, again, feeling alienated. You know, how are you alienated with the technology we have, the internet? I mean, you could talk to somebody with the same fetish you have across the country. You know what I mean?
You can talk to people all day, every day.
We didn't have that.
I was alone for like 14 years. Nobody talked to me.
I sat in a dark room, all right, for about 5 years watching fucking Starsky and Hutch.
Oh, God. Okay? Life was horrible. You have no idea.
And
it was so bad.
And my room didn't even have...
No wonder we're demented.
My room was next to my sister's room, and it didn't even have doors. I couldn't even, like, masturbate. You know what I mean?
You did anyway.
I did, but I'm saying...
I
shouldn't have. Yeah. I got called by my mom once. Oh, my God. That was the worst.
No.
Oh, my God. I had... It was a little TV. I forget what I was. Probably like the Love Boat or something. I don't know. And I had my feet up on the table, and she walked in, and my underwear, the last snap.
Don't tell me, Julie.
Julie. Oh shit. No, I think fucking Zsa Zsa Gabor was on.
Oh God.
Yeah. She's like, who? Dude, you know what my first, you know, we're talking, my first sexual experience was with a cot.
You know, what?
You know the fold-up cots?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't have my
unfolded
own.
Unfolded it?
Well, yeah. Unfolded it. It was foam. It was foam. And, you know, so I used to put it down every night. And it was in my parents' bedroom. I had to pull it.
This is disgusting.
We only had, like, I don't know, it was like two rooms. And I forget, I was laying there or whatever.
Is this when you were stealing lamps?
Well, that's around that time. Yeah, around that time. But I was like, you know, I was exploring and stuff like that.
Exploring.
Like,
do you
ever make out with your pillows?
No.
What? You? No. Me either. I was just asking. You never like hump something.
Watch
like,
on my
you never hump
bedding tonight.
A girl.
I don't know what's going on. And I'm not looking.
Anyway, I don't know what made me think of it, but it was a foam mattress.
Huh?
So I put a hole in it.
Yeah.
And then I laid on my stomach, and I used to have sex with my cot.
Are you banned from every mattress giant?
They don't know. But anyway, so
I'm gonna ban him from here.
So
is that why your bed is like Swiss cheese now?
Oh my God! Yeah, that was a Jewish cot. There was a lot of holes. Anyway, you don't get. But anyway, I'll never forget. I forgot to clean up one day. You know, and my mother was folding the cot.
Left
so
that for your
she's
mother.
Like, "What is this?"
I said,
"I said, Oh, I think the dog threw up. So they put my dog to sleep.
No.
Yeah. No, I'm like, but I go, I think it's the dog. I was like, oh my God, I think the dog threw up. She's wiping it up.
Oh, no, I'm only kidding.
And there was a little blood too because of the spring.
What?
Well, the cot has a spring. It had a spring, and I kind of reared to the left too much. No, I'm like,
Banned from Rumble because
of you. So what are we talking about?
I don't know. I don't think we should
your
talk.
Sexual attraction to furniture.
No, I wasn't really attracted to it. I was just like, what else could I have sex with?
Are you a fan of Wayfair?
You were before your time.
You know, like you ever heard of a you can make a like a sock, you can make a vagina. You never did that?
No, I never did. I never heard.
I didn't either. I read it on the internet.
You probably,
no, I didn't.
You
I didn't
really
do it.
Like
they
call,
well,
you
I
can just make them
no,
up anything.
No,
days.
In jail they made them and sold them. I swear to God, they call them fifis.
I don't know you people.
Did they
live
put
with
little
yourself.
Googly eyes on it?
No, they. I don't know what they did.
Make eyelashes.
A little lipstick on the
way. No, but they used the thing, the toilet paper, the roll, the cardboard, and then they would like get latex gloves and stuff and push it, and then I don't know where the hair came from. But they, you know, they had like shaved, or if you wanted an afro.
You men are really pigs, you know.
You'd really like Japan, though. You know what they have in Japan? Vending machines with what are they? Pocket, whatever they're called.
Pocket vaginas?
Yeah. So, and then you know what else they have vending machines with? Dirty panties.
What?
Yeah.
Somebody
is weird.
So disgusting.
I gotta remember that next time I do the laundry.
Japanese people are very odd. They're very into.
No, but
they dress up their girls
too,
like little girls, though. There's
oh, yeah, that's
very
it's
weird.
It's all ties into pedophilia.
Uh huh.
Well, what's the consent age over there?
Like 14? Three?
Three?
No, I don't know.
I don't know, but.
It's hard to tell, you know, because they're
I guess
pretty
it's
much
good news
the same
that they're
size from like three to.
Not
know.
Reproducing.
Oh, man.
But what are we talking about? The shaman. They let out the shaman.
Oh yeah.
But,
Jacob Chansley.
Right. But he's a monster, but this other guy is a trans shaman.
Trans
misunderstood.
But it
shall woman.
Isn't it just the double standard.
A shaman.
What is a shaman anyway? I never heard of that until that.
You don't know what a shaman is?
It's like some warlock or
no, I don't. I'm sorry.
Mystic or something. Witch doctor, yeah, I guess.
You didn't know about shaman.
Yeah, no, I didn't know about them squeezing shaman.
That was perverted, that commercial.
I saw it.
Like the
they're like molesting the
toilet. Yeah, the guy's
paper.
In the fucking aisle squeezing it.
Ew.
All the women are like caressing
so what,
just
it was supposed to be like an ass or something?
That's pretty much what they're implying. And it's funny because it's for the ass. You know what I mean?
Wow. You know, things were really gross back then, and they used to hide them in weird ways. You ever see any of those commercials and ads from the 60s?
Oh.
They did a lot of creepy stuff.
Well, look, cartoons, too. Mad Race.
Oh, cartoons
yeah.
Are bad now.
I got them. Mommy!
Yeah, there was a lot of blackface in our cartoons.
Watermelon, eating watermelons and shit.
Did you? I grew up on it, but you remember hearing about Johnny Bravo?
I used to watch Johnny Bravo. Yeah,
I'm Johnny Bravo.
I know it was hilarious.
Mama.
What was he?
Johnny Bravo. What?
He was a dude that lived in his mom's house that was always trying to like rape women.
Yeah. Hey, bro, I'm Johnny Bravo.
He was rapey.
He was very rapey.
I don't remember it that well.
Yeah.
No, Pepe Le Pew was
a
major rapist. Yeah. But he only raped that one girl skunk.
Orders.
Oh, it was a cat, right? That made
it
even worse.
It was a cat that
he was always trying to bang the cat. And the cat was like, oh, get away from me, you stinky rapist.
I don't know. But I just, it's been a horrible
10 years, 20, 30.
So what do you think? Trump is going to get a mugshot? They're going to take a mugshot?
Hell yeah. That's my next t-shirt.
Oh, I'd actually be into that. That'd be cool. I want a Frank Sinatra one.
You want one?
Hell yeah. Why? I love Frank Sinatra.
He was rapey.
Was he?
Oh, yeah.
But they were all rapey.
No, he wasn't rapey.
The Rat Pack, they were all rapey. He didn't have to rape
anybody, that guy.
They do it for the thrill. It's not because they can have any woman they want, and that gets old. They don't, you know, they want the ones that don't want them. That's the thrill of the...
Well, that's always been kind of the thing, the one that plays hard to get.
Yeah.
You know who didn't play hard to get?
Zsa Gabor.
My cot. No, we get it. I was joking about that, by the way.
Overture.
I made that up.
Everybody knows it's true, Johnny. You having second thoughts? You're feeling like you
what? What was that?
Told too much of your body?
I don't care. Nobody listens to this. She doesn't leave this room.
Dude, there are like 50 FBI guys that listen to our show.
They were. But after today, they took off. So I went to bring the bearded dragon outside to his cage, and I'm carrying my vape, food for the lizard, and the lizard. And as I'm walking to the cage, the duck attacks me, and as I'm wiggling to try to get him off my leg, my fucking shorts fall down, and I trip. And I can't pick up my shorts because I got all this shit in my hands, the lizard and stuff. So my ass, and I turned around because I just had a feeling you were going to be walking out the door and be like, what are you doing?
I would just assumed you did it on purpose.
If we were under surveillance,
kind of his thing.
If you had any.
You think you're not?
Well, we were, because I think what happened today. They literally just said, listen, he's no threat. Shut it down. Okay? I don't think I'm a worry to them.
Well, we used to have on our list of available networks on our computers, we had an FBI surveillance van.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
What, Boca?
Yeah, they don't. Yeah. They know we're harmless. We're all talk. Not that that ever stopped them, but.
Yeah. So, the shaman's out, which I don't know.
After seeing the video, I kind of feel he was vilified for so long.
Police let him in by the hand.
Yeah.
Well, that's what got him out. That's what got him left out, because the judge saw that. Yeah. They didn't present that. They cherry-picked the fucking shit. It was all, that was all a setup. We all know January 6th was speaking of January 6th, the law firm, the lawyer... who they're suing Trump for January 6th was just arrested for having massive amounts of child pornography on his computer.
What's up with all these people with child pornography?
That's why they hate Trump. Is that what it takes to make a lot of money?
I you know what? With the whole Q thing and stuff like that, he says, the world is run by pedophiles, mm-hmm. and I'm starting to truly believe that.
Yes. They put these people in power because they know that they're easily controlled because, you know, they have the dirt on them. That the ultimate sin for the majority of people, to the majority of decent people, is to hurt or rape a child. That is the unforgivable, and they're fighting it. They're trying to normalize it, but it's never going to happen.
I think they should normalize the pee.
The what?
The P, put it in the whole LGBTQIA. Yeah.
What's wrong with you? this guy's gonna go.
I'm waiting for the punchline. Hold on. Yeah. No. I don't know. But it's running rampant. I mean.
Well, that's what I was saying. They hate Trump because that was his number one thing when he got in office. He says that he wanted to take down the human traffickers and the child molesters, and they all fucking lost their shit. And now we got to stop this guy. He's going to mess up our thing.
Well, it's rampant right now. Look at the border.
Yeah, it's the reason that it's wide open is just for that purpose, that and the drugs.
Did I ever tell you what they do on the border with children? So what they do with children is, so when you get to the border and you're about to cross, you can rent a child like a jet ski.
Oh.
And then you can cross the border. What that does is when ICE catches you, you say, hey, this is my child.
And instead of going to ICE, you go to a 3-day detention, and then they let you go
into
America. And they dump the kid, and then either the cartel will come back over and get their jet ski, or the kid just roams around free.
It's so evil.
Then they're putting them up in houses and shit and making them like slaves, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're disappearing them into farms. So, for instance, maybe there's a cattle farm out in the middle of nowhere, and this kid was working at a cattle farm in Mexico. So now they'll sell him off to here, and now he's gone. He's gone. He's working at the cattle farm, and no one knows it.
I'll tell you one thing. As wrong as it is, seems like every other country, the kids work hard.
Well, I got to tell you, when I lived in DR,
true.
I found out that it is and has been for eons common practice there for people who have too many kids they can't afford. They basically sell them into slavery. They give them to, and you know, these well-to-do families take the kid in and turn her into a slave. And I don't even want to know what else happens to her, but it's on the premise that they will send this girl to a better school and she'll get a better life. So the parents think they're doing something good for the child, when really the child is just being treated like a second-class citizen and abused.
I forgot what I was watching the other day, but they were saying that they make more money with human trafficking than with drugs and weapons.
Of course. It's recyclable.
Recyclable, right. Like, you buy a bag of dope. Once that bag of dope is gone, it's gone. You get a kid, you know what I mean, or a woman. How many times could you use that? You know what I mean? It's horrible. They all know. They're all in on it. They're all getting their hands greased.
Yeah.
I mean,
like Cindy McCain sitting there on stage with her microphone and her pinky out. Well, we all knew about Jeffrey Epstein. We all knew what he was doing, but nobody could do anything about it.
Well, there was that reporter that had gotten undercover footage on her where she admits that she had the story 4 years ago. But
Andy
the
Robot.
Reporter, yeah.
But that the what was
they
it?
They shut her down.
Prince William. Someone had called for him and said, you can't air this.
Yeah.
It all led from there.
Prince Andrew.
Andrew.
Mm-hmm. Well, they just destroyed her life, that Amy Robot. They finally got her. You saw that?
No, what'd they do?
She had a morning show with, I believe it was on ABC. They gave her a morning show with this other guy, and her and this guy started having an affair. So they outed them and fired them both. So her, I don't know.
Hey,
she's
still
ever going to...
herself, though.
Well... It doesn't matter. Consenting adults. What's the big deal? It's not right.
Yeah.
Nobody should, cheat on their spouses or whatever, but it's not really a crime anymore. It used to be, but it's not now.
They did a statistic, and this is just for the for black families, and I'm not targeting it, but it is a statistic that I heard recently. In the 70s, black family households were, I believe they said 77% were full households, father and mother. Today, it's 24%.
Yeah. 24%. They've destroyed black families. That's why the black community is in shambles, because they don't have strong parents.
Well, they put the father in jail,
mm-hmm.
and then the kid just follows the same line, has kids, goes to jail.
Yep.
Follows the same line, ends up in jail.
Yep.
And then people blame law enforcement.
It's all by design.
But people blame law enforcement for being police brutality or targeting blacks. But I mean, if the guy has a gun, or for instance, even if a black man is unarmed, why are they reaching for a police officer's gun during a traffic stop? That is, it doesn't make sense.
Well, drugs and alcohol have a lot to do with it. People do stupid shit when they're messed up. You know, it's just the way it is. They don't usually put the statistics out there, but I'm willing to bet that the majority of bad decisions are made while people are either drunk or high or both. I mean, let's face it.
You talking about me? By the way,
yet again,
you walk out this door, it is. What a difference. I mean, it's fucking muggy in here.
Well, that's good. We like to keep you uncomfortable.
Fill me in. The dog was barking.
You're just talking about statistics for families.
And how they destroyed
in the 1970s, the black family was about 77% had a father and a mother.
Right.
And today is 24%.
Yep. Well.
Well, part of that.
It's all in design.
And George Soros was behind this even way long ago, was the feminist movement. Now, I know we were just saying, that
where are
it was
they
bad
today,
that,
by the way,
know, women were mistreated, whatever, back then. But, they organized this whole, and remember Gloria Steinem?
Yeah.
Yes, CIA asset from the get-go. And she, was the face of it, most of it, and Betty Friedan and all this shit. But it was just to destroy the nuclear family. Mm-hmm. That was the whole purpose of it. It wasn't to make life better for women. Is life that much better for women right now? No. All busting our asses. We're working, two, three jobs.
Right. When back then it was like, the mom used to be home raising the kids and the father took the...
Yeah.
But now it's both for parents.
Right. And then where's the child? Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then one of the parents that are working full time have to use their full paycheck to pay for the child to be taken care of.
Yeah. By some asshole who's just going to...
Want equality, they should be enlisted at 18 if it becomes necessary, because it's only men.
What do you mean enlisted to the army?
Enlisted into the army. It's only men.
What, to get their legs blown off so they could get a house?
They want equality.
To tunnels.
They want equality. How come when a woman divorces a man, they can basically take away half, they get all the rights, and like in Europe, when this type of thing happens, they do... maternity test where they find out the child, if it's the father's and the mother's, they find out who he belongs to. They don't do that here. And what was it? 40% of children don't even belong to the father.
40%?
40%.
Wow. A lot of whores out there. That's bad. I don't know. I wish I had the answers
to
it.
Well, thank God for Maury Povich, though.
Maury Povich? Yeah, they got rid of him, didn't they?
Well, enlisted. But that's kind of like what they're doing now, too. I mean, with all the new genders and stuff, they're creating havoc. Like, it's not man, female, and man or woman. It's like they're destroying the culture.
Well, they made gender, not sex, but gender, which are two different things now. Air quotes, into a spectrum. So it's limitless. It's whatever you want to create today.
Psychotic. You have to entertain everybody's psychosis.
Right.
I don't know how it ever.
And you have to accept it. And you have to, if they want to be cool.
This happened so fast.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just a matter of a few years.
I mean, I knew it was around, but it wasn't even talked about. It was mentioned once in a blue moon. And then 2020 happened and everything flipped.
It was 1% of...
I don't even think it was that.
Mostly men who wanted to dress up like women. I mean, they've been doing it for eons. Everybody just laughed at it. Those were the days. Why do they have to imply that it's, this huge number of... in the population. It's like 1% of all of us.
It's not even that.
Not even that.
Again,
so
I
why
think
do we
they
have
focus
to change
on
everything?
That. But that's the thing. I think they magnify that because they like what happens around it, the division, the fighting.
Mm,
that's
yeah.
what it is.
Well, they're also pushing in schools.
Yeah.
So they're attacking the youth.
Well,
the youth grow up into something that they're not.
How does a mother and father know at 2 years old that your daughter wants to be a boy and the boy,
because they teach them that.
Well, like for instance,
they would have turned me into one.
Well, yeah, same thing.
I was always with my dad all the time. We went fishing. We,
exactly.
We had a garden.
I remember
always
they used
dirty.
To call that a tomboy.
Yeah, my sister Joyce.
Yeah.
She played baseball on a man's team. She was on the team. She was really good. She used to, hang out with the guys. If she was around today, they would have tried to give her a freaking sex change.
Yeah, they would have built her
and
a wheelie.
She grew up. She didn't like the vagina. She liked the pee-pee.
That's for sure.
The cops. But only the cops.
I don't know. It's just...
Well, it all goes back to, you know, it's part of their big plan. They want to decimate the population, and a good way to do that is turn everybody gay, because ain't nobody making babies anymore. And that's another thing that Trump came out with. And
you want a baby? Goes
back into... Okay, I'm not a breeder. I admit, you know, I've never had one of my own. I have taken care of other people's, like they're sale. My own. Stop that. You know, I don't like that. But what's going to happen? What's going to happen? I mean, really, what is the end goal here when nobody's having kids? The end of the human race. That's what they want.
Yeah, because it's also affecting their own children. So it's affecting it's affecting Hollywood kids. It's affecting political children.
It's no coincidence that this shot that they gave everybody, 800 million in this world. Was it more? Is it billions that got the shot?
What, COVID?
I'm for the shot. My dad got it, and he's a lot nicer now.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I'm trying to get him boosted.
That's just because he's old.
He'll be at Saints before he's gone.
He just wants to make sure he's got somebody to take care of him.
This whole thing with the COVID too, it's destroyed.
What I was saying is that it was not by accident that it's making people infertile. It's by design. That's why they did it in the first place.
People were saying it from the beginning.
Yeah.
And it took a year to come out. And Pfizer actually admitted to it on hidden camera that they were aware that it was affecting pregnancies.
Yep.
Oops.
There was a lot more in that. There was like, that's like the bills they try to pass, you know, with 30,000 things in the book. You know what I mean? When they pass a bill, it's like...
And it's padded with all kinds of shit that nobody reads.
Like the one that's coming out now for TikTok?
Yeah. Good segue.
Is it illegal to have a VPN? Or is it 20 years in prison for having a VPN?
Wow. What is a VPN? I don't even know what that
is. It's basically mask your IP address. So, for instance, like, if you're in Florida, you can mask it to be in New York or Texas or Japan or Switzerland.
Oh, my God.
And that way, hackers can't steal your shit. Hackers can't figure out where you're at. It's a protection device.
But at the same time, they're also planning on putting in there that, or it's already in there, they can turn off or censor everything on your phone and on any of your devices, and you don't even know it.
And then they'll probably just
they
put
can
artificial
block you
intelligence and have
from accessing certain websites. That's what. But it's for that, so they can use it on anything.
On any, like the way they shadow ban people and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So
how many people think that they were going crazy?
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden you're not getting any likes, you're not getting any shares, and you used to have, you know, you got a million followers and you used to
they're
have
trying
all
to stop the flow of information.
Yeah. Well, they lied about it at first, and now they came right out and had to admit it. Twitter and those congressional hearings.
All those Twitter files?
Yeah.
What's going on with Fauci, man? He's doing these videos and nothing's happening. Fauci?
Who's Fauci? Oh, Fauci.
Fauci.
Oh,
he's going down.
You say that, but he's parading through the streets asking people if they've been boosted.
Yeah,
Did you see that one guy that owned them?
That was a wonderful thing.
He was from my neighborhood, Bensonhurst.
Oh, really? Is that the guy you beat up?
No,
he
I wish.
Next to Rick Astley?
No.
Johnny and I have a going joke because he's every time... They show his neighborhood on TV or on a movie or something. Oh, I live there. Rick Astley used to live down the street from
me. I don't know. I was told that. I was told that. I think I got Rickrolled.
I think I got Rickrolled.
I don't know. I'm lost now, but you're saying Fauci. I was trying to,
He's old. This also came out. He said that he was retiring in December, and So on the book, supposedly retired, and he's still being paid by the government.
Pension.
Yeah, no, not that. Like a regular paycheck.
Well, you were talking about the Twitter files before. Yeah. You see what they did to Tahiti? They sent the IRS.
Tahiti.
Tahiti. This guy, what's his name?
Matt Taibbi.
Matt Taibbi. This guy is like.
He's a different way.
But anyway, he, right? This guy, he's never voted Republican. He's always been liberal.
Very.
He's just a fucking honest reporter.
He's a real journalist. One of the few left.
And they turned on him. They sent the IRS to his house.
Really?
They're trying to destroy him.
The day that he testified in Congress, the IRS went to his house, left him a note. Give us a call, Matt.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, everything in our government is weaponized now against all of us.
IRS agents armed now?
They wanted to hire them.
They're supposed to be blocking that, though, I think. But yeah,
why'd they approve it?
I don't know. I heard that Jim Jordan was blocking that somehow. I don't know. It's scary. We got to get out of this country, man. I don't know.
There's nowhere else to go. You gotta find your own island, and then you end up finding the new pedal.
Did you ever hear about that guy that made his own island?
No.
Out of soda bottles.
Oh, yeah.
He literally made an island, floated away on it. That's what I wanted to do.
He was cute.
No.
Did I dream this, or did you say something about there was Obama bomb somebody he didn't like or something?
Oh, yeah.
You hear this?
He did a lot of bombing.
No, but this was...
But this was personal.
Personal.
And he killed some guy's kid.
Why?
Some Pakistani guy that he had a beef with. He dropped a bomb on his house or something and killed his kid.
He bombed a wedding, too, didn't he?
Yeah.
Lots
of them. Mr. Nobel Prize winner.
Yeah. And then you got Trump, who went to North Korea...
Yeah, the only president who didn't, in the past 50 years, who didn't start
a war,
who only tried to make peace, and he's the one they've got strung up like a criminal.
Right. I think he went into office, there were 4 wars going, and he left with 6. But it's getting crazy, man. It's really getting crazy. And it's getting worse and worse. The closer it gets to election, I mean, they're desperate. They're trying to stop this man. By all means.
Yeah. He is one brave motherfucker. I don't care what you think of him. He has been through it all. And he just keeps fighting. He does not give up. I mean, that's literally, and I know millions of people feel just like me. He really is the only thing that gives us any hope of anything ever getting better in this country.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, but when I say trust the plan, it's because... He knew, and his team knows, that the majority of us, and I was guilty of it just as bad as anybody else, maybe worse, had no clue what was going on. Like, you were talking about Fauci. Ron DeSantis came out criticizing Trump, saying, well, if Trump's not that great because, you know, during COVID, he should have fired Fauci. I would have fired Fauci, yada, yada. And it's like, no, Trump lets these people expose themselves.
Yeah.
He puts them on the world stage. Get up there, talk, do your thing, and let everybody find out what you're really all about. This guy has been, 40 years, 45 years or so?
What?
Fauci?
Yeah.
In that position, the most highly paid government official.
Did you see him crying when they were showing the inauguration of Biden?
Oh, God.
Did you see that?
No.
I guess they were interviewing him during the inauguration, and he was being interviewed, but they were watching it on TV.
Weeping.
And he was weeping.
But they did like a couple of takes. He's a real actor.
It's all smoke and mirrors, man.
It's all bullshit, man.
You know, this COVID thing. It caused so many, like, people turned against each other. And I'll give you an instance, right? My daughter, her mom, and the grandma and grandpa, I think the grandpa went to New York for the week. Well, they came home, and the mom got sick, Maya's mom and the grandmother, and they're blaming Maya's mother because she didn't get the booster. She got the two shots, but she didn't get the booster.
Uh-huh.
So they were mad at her and said, it's your fault that grandma's sick. Like, okay, what I'm trying to, what good is a vaccine?
But grandma got the booster.
Grandma right. got the booster. Yeah, okay. So what the hell's going on? If you're fully vaccinated and still getting sick, what's the excuse?
Right.
But that's how brainwashed they are. It's terrifying.
I mean,
they can't make the reasoning.
The mother was crying because she was feeling so sick, and it was the flu.
Uh-huh.
That's all it is. That's
well,
what I
was just a fear.
I was explaining to my daughter in the car yesterday, like, because she's just turned 18, right? And she's been around. But this COVID thing, when she was old, she's a little older to really understand what's going on. Like, I would explain, I said, you know, Maya, when I was a kid, I was sick at times, and people get sick at times for a week or more
mm-hmm.
with the flu,
yeah.
where you're in bed, you feel like you're going to die,
mm-hmm.
you can't eat, you can't breathe, you're coughing, you're shitting yourself, you know what I mean? You just got through it. You had your ginger ale, the dry toast. It's like today, any sickness it's COVID. Like,
right.
and everybody thinks they're going to die.
And they're going to die.
Yep.
How did this happen? Especially to even the older people who lived through it. It's like, where did their memories go?
Oh, it just doesn't make any sense. If you're vaccinated, fully boosted, but I'm not. I have the potential to give you COVID.
Yes, it's just ridiculous. That's thing. It's like
it's the dumbest.
It's so fucking blatantly stupid, and they
People
don't
have
get
come
it.
Out and said that after getting the shot, they felt sicker than they've ever felt
uh-huh.
in their life.
Yep.
And then you have Fauci, you know, it's very rare.
And people dropping dead from having gotten that shot all over the world, and everybody's still. Well, if it just saves one life. What?
I don't
know. Blood clotting.
I don't know.
Terrible fear induced, like your mom.
I never thought
we took
I'd
your
see
mom
the day.
Out to dinner last week. It was the first time she was in a restaurant
in three years.
And we had to fight her to go.
Yeah.
She, you know,
are they going to be wearing masks?
Are they going to be wearing masks? It's like. She's like, we could go to my house and get Domino's. I'm like, no. I said, you're going out. We sat out, and she was so happy, like a kid, like a
yeah.
child,
mm-hmm.
for the first time experiencing it again. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like total fear. How do you live? How could you live your life
and
like
this
that?
Was the bravest woman I've
yeah.
ever met in my life up until the past 3 years.
I didn't even remember that time where we were just stuck inside for a year.
Yeah.
Couldn't do anything.
And you know what she says? When we wanted her to come, I don't want to get anybody sick, and I don't want to die and put you through that. I don't
yeah.
want. I'm like, I mean, I don't mean this in a mean way, but I'd rather you come out and die than me not see you for 3 years. I mean,
yeah.
I personally,
I don't mean that, your mom, but.
No, I know what you're saying though. I mean, personally, if it was like they pinned it out from the beginning, they pinned it on the old people. Oh, well, if you don't get the shot, you're going to kill your grandmother.
Yeah.
You know, that was the big guilt trip that everybody was put on. But if it was me,
not only kill him,
I would not want the world to stop.
Exactly.
You know, and the people have to lose their businesses and kids to lose their educations just so I could survive another 2 or 3 years. You know, it's fucking selfish and stupid.
What your whole life is, you live, you know, you live for your children, right? You fucking, what's the word?
Nice.
You sacrifice.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't get it. What kind of fucking life these old people have being locked up and can't see their family the last few years of their lives,
yeah.
having to see their grandchildren through a plate glass window. I don't understand what the benefit of that is. I've never got it.
The kids got it the worst, though. You do a fucking kindergarten class through Zoom. You do that.
Through Zoom? They were in boxes and plexiglass
who couldn't even catch it. That was the thing. And then they're saying, children are germ vectors. They're going to kill their grandparents.
Well, the thing is
evil.
What the way... Your natural immunity is how you conquer. You got your cells in your body fighting off bacteria every day. Well,
that doesn't exist anymore.
No. I was explaining that to Maya. You know, and what they're doing is they're during the worst pandemic in history is they're sanitizing everything. Where they make you wear a mask, don't leave the house. It's like you
mask make people sicker than they would have been.
Look at me.
People getting lung infections.
The mask. I mean, ask Joe.
Oh, I saw some of those masks that people were wearing for 2 years. They were washing them.
I don't get it.
That makes sense.
Yeah, now they're floating around in the ocean.
I get so mad when I see people
wearing masks. So everybody had to wear masks, and that was for people who had COVID and didn't have COVID. And all of these... hazardous materials. So just throw them on the street, you know. What was the sense of that? So a sick person is going to fill something up with all of their germs and just, you know.
I have a theory. We both, me and Joanne, talk about it. Say there's a pandemic and then say, come get tested. And you go there and they jab you with a Q-tip with the virus on it. Uh-huh. You got it.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. A lot of people were taking the test one time, not having it, and then taking the strip and doing it a second time and they got COVID.
But
it was a huge.
I had a massive anxiety with the mask. I mean, yes, Joanne, going to the store, I fucking just
loses.
I literally lose my mind.
You have to go running out.
I run out. I'm standing online. And my mask is filling up with fucking water.
His glasses are fogging up.
It fucking increased my anxiety to the point where I've had panic attacks. And I have the mask on. And I'm fucking breathing heavy. And it's fogging up my glasses. And then I look sick. And everybody's looking at me.
I love how people are driving their cars still with masks on.
Oh, my God.
They just proved.
And if you are sick and you're putting a mask on, you're just breathing in the same bullshit.
Yeah, you're not getting any oxygen.
I remember the first week this bullshit dropped. And I'll tell you one thing. I know New York and you saw all the shit that they did, which I never understood. You can't eat inside the restaurant, so we're going to just build a room outside where you can sit
in a plastic bubble full of germs.
We don't want you to sit in there, so we're going to build you something on the outside to sit in plastic. You know what I mean?
It was so insane. Someday, when we're all totally through this, you know, generations are going to look back on us like, wow, what a bunch of fucking morons.
But on the flip side, Joe.
The sheep era.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On the flip side, the real... like Floridians and stuff like that down here. Like, remember when I went for that job at Underground Reptiles for the editor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is when it all happened. The guy has a little ranch, right? I go in, I'm having an anxiety attack in the car because I'm like, I got to wear the mask in there.
Yeah.
And I walk in there with the mask, and the girl sitting there, she calls, I forget the guy's name, he comes out barefoot, no mask, and goes, you don't have to wear that in here. Like 2 days after the pandemic. Like, and everybody in there was barefoot, handling all kinds of shit. There was no pandemic in that place. You know what I mean? Nobody, they weren't living like that.
Yeah, but this reminds me of what we were talking about the other day.
And I got AIDS. No, I'm okay.
No. So the globalist plan, it was, you know, to... decimate the population, either, you know, with their bioweapon or with their supposed vaccine, whatever it is that they put in us, or I shouldn't say us, them. So all that's going to happen. It's killing vaccine? Off people who got the vaccine. Supposedly, their bioweapon is killing off the rest of them. And what are they left with?
People they hate?
They're left with people like us
yeah.
who know what they're up to, who know they're bullshit, and we're going to fight them to the fucking death. They totally fucked up. See, that's what they do. They everything blows up in their faces. They don't think it all the way through. See, I would have seen that coming, you know, as soon as somebody started talking about this plan, Eddie, whatever, with Event 201 or whatever, I would have raised my hand and said, you know, I don't think this is going to end well.
Speaking of that, that's starting to rile up the whole QAnon thing again, calling far right.
Yeah, the QAnon far right extremists don't know how to handle Trump's indictment. And that's like the biggest joke because we're everybody's all laughing like, about it. We knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Q said the first arrest will shock the world. That, and we all knew they're going to arrest Trump.
But not only that, the fact that we all laugh about it because we know it ain't going to stick.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's why they're prolonging the charges, like I said. They just want you to leave people hanging and just knowing that he got indicted.
They're just doing whatever they can to try and sully Donald Trump's name right before the election. They have nothing else that they can do to this guy. He's got the fucking swarms of people everywhere he goes by the tens of thousands. They don't know what to do. They're doing the last thing that they think that they can pull off. And we all know that it's a total joke, but at the same time, Trump, you know, fucking boosted through the roof more now than ever.
You know what it is? You know what it is? Nobody likes a bully. No, you're getting me wrong. I'm thinking of Trump. I'm talking about the support grows for him.
Yeah.
Because he's the one being bullied.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Of course. That's always the way. They're so stupid.
You know, and it's like I was watching Eric Trump today. It was from yesterday, but I was catching up and he was on one of the shows and he's like, I don't get it. The double standard. He says, my brother, a beautiful kid, Barron, the FBI went through his sock drawers, flipped all his dresses, went through all his drawers, and Hunter Biden, nothing.
The crackhead with the little girls naked in all of his photos.
That was the one thing when they raided Rudy Giuliani's home. The one thing they left was the hard drive. Said, hey, that's the Hunter drawing. We're gonna take that.
But that's the thing. They did the same thing with Roger Stone.
Uh-huh.
They got the FBI knocking down the doors. You know what I mean?
Disgusting.
They make it extravagant. The takedown, because people not like us look at that and go, oh my God, this guy must be real dangerous.
Yeah.
I mean, you need to. And then, of course, they always tip off the news guy, the CNN guy is always there. He's always there with the camera. Huh? Mm-hmm. Nobody knew what was going down.
The Times always writes the article before it even comes out.
They leak shit all the time. Which is, you know, in Congress, if you leak anything. It's a fucking crime.
Yeah.
Nobody is my balls hanging out.
Probably
you saw
they
it?
Are.
Oh yeah. My
it's
god.
It's really horrible. He does it all the time.
Oh, sorry.
I thought there was a snail going on my leg.
Yeah, you know, you could have told me, dude. You know, you just staring at it.
I was going, you know, there's a snail.
You know, the funny thing is I touched it was hanging out. I touched it. I go, is it hanging out?
So bad.
I didn't need it. But I mean, tell me, dude.
So now you know why we're not doing video, okay?
Yeah. Dude, I can't wear underwears.
You really got to start, man.
I'll tell you, you know, funny story.
Oh, boy.
When I'm home and stuff, I don't know why, but, like, if I'm walking to the bathroom, and I know Joanne's, like, in the other room or something or whatever, but I got into the habit, like, I'm about 5 steps from the bathroom door. I already have my penis out. I don't know why. I start taking it out. I don't know why I don't wait till I get in the bathroom. I'm holding it and I'm walking to the bathroom.
If you go to a public urinal, do you just pull your pants all the way down?
Well, wait. That's what I'm going to get at.
Before he goes in the door.
Right. So this was a while back. I used to do it all the time. And we went to the Olive Garden. And I got up to go use the bathroom, And I realized it in the lobby that I've already got my penis out. I thank God nobody saw, but
it probably didn't scare it away.
What scurried away? Yeah, I scurried. Anyway, well, that was a real fun show. What else you want to talk about?
So you just entered the male bathroom with your dick out?
Well, thank God it was a male bathroom.
Because most of the time it's the woman's bathroom, if there is such a thing anymore.
You can choose whichever one you want now.
Yeah.
Go to Washington, D.C.
Put some lipstick on and you can use any bathroom.
There is no male or female bathroom. It's just gender neutral.
I am never going anywhere ever again.
Twice in one night I went to the ladies' room in Anthony's Cold File Pizza. Twice. I got up. I even told because I eat
was
my
signs work. Confusing.
I didn't look. I don't remember. I don't remember. But
he doesn't read.
If before the pizza comes and I get my wing, I get up about five times to wash my hands. I can't have greasy hands, so I go to the bathroom. I wash my hands. I leave. A little later on, I go in the bathroom. I should have realized there was no urinals, right? But I go in there, I'm washing my hands. And all of a sudden, the stall opens, and this fucking woman walks out. Just, she dead silence and froze and just stared at me because I had my penis out. No, I'm like, yeah. And she just, and we both froze and we're just staring at each other. And I said, is this the ladies' room? She goes, I hope so. She goes, because she thought she was in the middle. We both fucking freaked each other out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Then I raped her. No, I'm like, that was I'm just joking. No, come on. I'm just kidding.
Oh, man. You know, you're not allowed to joke like that anymore, Johnny.
You know what? I don't give a fuck. Because it ain't true, and you should be able to joke about anything you want. Like,
yeah, I just wanted to get into that because you remember how, like, in the 2010s, comedy was getting really bad. Nothing was off limits. Loved it.
You could be against pedophilia, but laugh at a joke. It eases the pain. I don't know.
It depends on the joke.
It's got to be a good joke. It's got to be a good joke.
Like if
it's
a real, you come up and do that.
Yeah,
like a real pedophile can't get away with it.
No,
but
like
no.
The guy in Mini Mart can't. Tell that joke.
But really, I mean, we had no idea we were at the pinnacle of comedy, you know, at that point. And now it probably ended about 4 years ago, I would say. It was still on the edge. We still get away with a lot.
I think the last funny thing that I saw on actual TV was, Ricky Gervais when he did one of
Gervais,
the...
Gervais, yeah.
Yeah, when he did... What was it he did?
The Golden Globes.
That was... It's therapy.
Yeah. Nobody's seen him since. No, that's not true. But, you know, he was great. He's one of the few creators. He's uncancelable. And that uncancelable is just about your own personal
attitude.
Yeah, it's
like the Family Guy, Sal Park. They get away with it just because they got grandfathered in.
It's not fun anymore.
What's not fun?
Family Guy and whatever else.
I've never really watched
any of that stuff.
I know it's good, but I just can't take the voices.
It's not anymore, though. South Park is still funny. At least I think it is.
Yeah,
I can't watch cartoons. That's one thing that, you know, our generation, once you were 12 years old, you don't fucking watch cartoons anymore. You don't want nothing to do with cartoons. I'm an adult now. I'm not going to watch this bullshit. And now it's like...
Now grown men are watching like My Little Pony.
I forget what comedian it was, but he started smoking real early.
Cigarettes?
Yeah, and he was like 13 or something, and he was talking about playing with his wrestling action figures, and that he would go outside and smoke a cigarette and think about which wrestlers were going to be next up in his little toy match.
Messed up.
Well,
I quit playing with the Barbie dolls right around the same time I started smoking and drinking.
My first cigarette was I was about 9.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I used to steal
my son was out smoking with his friends when he was 4.
I don't know why.
What?
When he was with his biological mother. Yeah, she couldn't lose. When we would get him on the weekends, he's like, smoking with my friends. Like, what? Yeah.
Like, I was into models.
Yeah.
like building models.
Sniffing glue.
Well, no. I sniffed glue.
But not
model glue.
What about lead paint?
Not on purpose. Probably. But what were you saying? Oh, the models. I used to build models, but then I used to like set them on fire. Yeah.
Wow.
Like I guess it's the,
somebody really should have gotten you. I guess it's like the
creativity, the film kind of thing. Like I would like put a car model together and then get my sister's like nail polish removal or whatever.
arsonist.
And then burn it or a plane and then
throw it out the window. Did you pretend you were working for the mob?
Edward Norton in Fight Club? I wanted to destroy something beautiful.
You know, the funny thing was when I was like 25, I used to do insurance jobs and burn cars.
Oh, Johnny, don't tell people these things.
You can't say that.
No.
What about 7 years?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
Just talking about sniffing glue. We used to go climbing in our neighborhood. We all used to climb buildings and, you know, you see on TV, jump from house to, you know, roof to roof and stuff like that. Well, next door to my house was this big warehouse, a furniture warehouse. And we were on top of one of the roofs one day and we kind of like went into this little shack on it and they had big barrels of glue. And we used to huff the glue and then like fall. My friend fell through a skyscraper. Well, with a
skylight.
Skylight. Glue was big back then. The same little schoolyard I used to smoke my Winstons, one day I was playing, and you know how they have like the grates, like
the water grates?
Well, I don't know, like they would have like a basement, but then they have like the steel grates, you know, like somewhere you can look down.
Mm-hmm.
I was playing over there one day and I heard psst, and I looked down and it was this guy Martin.
Sounds terrifying.
He was fucking crazy. And he said, hey, run up the block and get me some glue. And I had to run up and get the modeling glue. And I didn't know what he was doing. I was young. I didn't know. But I would throw the glue down there. And then I realized that they used to put it in bags and huff it.
It was big back then.
Yeah.
Ramones sang a song about it. Now I want to sniff some glue.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
You ever sniff glue?
No.
Anyway, all right. Well, shit. How long have we been going?
Oh, my God. An hour and 27.
Holy shit.
Yep.
Well, you done?
Ginger wants my attention, so I have to go now.
Well, let's go. It's time to go. Is it time to go?
Shaman.
No,
I think it's time to go.
What do you want
to
do? All right, well.
Let's try the glue thing right
okay.
Now. Now I want to sniff some glue.
Build some models.
Ready to go?
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Adios.
Thanks
What's
for
your
listening.
Name? Bye.
FBI guy.
that's our whole in the audience.
I know. I love it.
They're in there. He's like, what do you like?